Tour Junkies.
Greetings. Greetings out there, fellow Tour Junkies fans. It's Pat, and this is the betting podcast for the Valspar Championship. I cannot wait to get going. By the way, that's my new t-shirt that I just got. Now, it's not St. Paddy's Day today. It's the day after. But I'm excited about my t-shirt here. I've got my friend Byron Lindekew. Did I say that right?
Got it right, baby. Good job there, Pat
McCrosh. And we will talk about why Byron is with me. Do you have any Irish in you, by the way, Byron? You got some Irish?
I think I've drank enough Guinness to maybe have 0.01% of me, but okay. That's about right. It. Pat. I don't know. I think I'm more French by nature.
Okay, I was just curious.
More Dutch, I think. I'm too tan for an Irishman.
Well, you know, listen, we're going to get into a little players recap here in just a second, and then we'll start talking about the Valspar. We'll do all the betting picks, all the things that we normally do. You know, it'll probably be a little more disorganized with me doing things and driving the ship with DB not here. But that's okay. I don't mind it that way. You know, I've already said on the show before that I'm a fantastic multitasker, probably one of the top in the world at doing that. So I am going to do the best that I can. First off, let's address the elephant in the room that DB is not here. A lot of things, you know, life happens a lot of times, right? You know, things aren't always fun, you know, and life is happening to DB right now with his family, and they, you know, they're getting through it though. I think he's in good spirits, and you know, I'm not going to get into all the details and that kind of stuff, but you know what, I think he definitely feels the support out there from all of us. He certainly gets it. We love him, and I think that you know, I think that this will be a good week for him to have a break. And I'm happy to have Byron on to do the show with me. I appreciate you doing that with me. You know, if you're the praying type, you know, say a prayer for the Barnett family. You know, if you're not, do whatever you do. You know, you might even at the end throw in, like, I don't know, maybe a little prayer that DB will hit an outright bet. Now, I'm not taking a shot at DB. I'm just saying, like, we want all the good vibes, right? I haven't hit an outright bet in a few weeks. And I think maybe, I don't know, maybe heaven is legalized betting. I don't know. They'll probably legalize betting in heaven before they do in the state of Georgia. I think that'll probably happen. But anyway, so if you want to throw in that at the end. But Byron, I don't know if you've got any comments, but I do appreciate you coming on the show. I think we're going to have a lot of fun. We got a lot to talk about, but we're going to tighten the show up. We're going to do it the best we can. And Byron, thank you.
Hey, happy to be, you know, obviously the shoes to fill are way too big. But, you know, I'll try my best and kind of make DB proud. I think, you know, everyone obviously knows that we're thinking about him and the fam, and just you know, a prayer, a little message, just saying something, hey, let's go. You know, I think that it means so much more than people realize, you know, and it takes you a few seconds to do. So I'm right there with you, Pat. Just got to treasure the good times, man, because when the bad comes, it's got no sympathy for you. So I'm really, really just appreciate when things are going well for us.
Yes, absolutely. You gotta appreciate it all. But I hear from Tony that we have a message from DB. I don't know. Is this a video message, Tony, or is this a?
I'm not blowing Tommy Ladd Fleetwood. You don't know me, sir or ma'am.
Well, look, DB is obviously he's in better spirits today with that message. So we appreciate that, DB, taking the time out of your day to send us that. Byron, the player. I mean, Scottie Scheffler. Speaking of God, right? I mean, Scottie Scheffler is so freaking good. Even with a bad neck, he doesn't care. He just goes out there and wins a golf tournament. He was obviously the favorite, as he should be, and he won this golf tournament. And it was a great golf tournament. I think the PGA Tour really probably needed this a little bit because it was just a fantastic ending. Now, you know, DB had both Brian Harman and Wyndham Clark on his card. Clark on my card. And I really thought that ball was going in the hole. I mean, the damn thing was halfway in the hole and came out. But it didn't happen. And Scottie Scheffler wins another big title back-to-back, the first one to ever do that in the history of the Players' Championship at Sawgrass, which is just absolutely incredible. Because as you know, we talked about a lot last week was this course, like the history is all over the place. People have a really good week there and then they have a really bad week. So to win it back to back, I think is pretty incredible. And I think Scheffler's probably going to end up being 40% owned, and we're not just in the DFS show, but I mean, he's going to be, you know, high owned in the Masters. But Byron, any thoughts for you as far as the players and how it went last week?
You know, I was trying to think of how to like wind in, don't hate the player, hate the guy that keeps winning the players or something like Scotty. But it's just to do the double back-to-back where you go back-to-back on the calendar year and then also winning the players back-to-back. You know, that's just ultra incredible in my opinion. You know, that's very difficult to do one of those. Decided to do them both at the same time for the players. And in just in epic fashion as well. I mean, he went out there and took care of business. I mean, no lead is safe. I mean, he wins by 5 shots. He can come back from Sunday by being down 5 shots. It's just crazy with the niggly neck, like we spoke about, Pat. I mean, it just makes you see how awkward his swing is when he can't follow through like a normal human being. You know, it really, really like amplifies how he looks, man. Because it was looking like a washing board at times through the follow through zone there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was just, I don't know. I thought like when they were showing him on Friday, you're thinking he could withdraw from this golf tournament.
Yeah.
I don't know. But he did not withdraw and he went on to win it. But it was good. Like I said, it was very exciting to watch it. You know, I think that it's one of these things where we had this whole year with all these long shots. And then now all of a sudden we get the favorite. You know, 2 weeks in a row. So
I know.
But anyway, listen, I do want to thank BTN, Bet the Number. A lot of things that they did last week on their site that really helped all of us out, whether it was in DFS or in betting. If you use promo code TJ at checkout, you will get $5 off a monthly membership or $50 off the annual. But listen, if you are a member of the Nut Hut, Byron, okay? On our Discord, just DM me or DM DB, probably me this week. I would DM me. You'll get a better response this week. And we can give you an even bigger discount that's exclusive only to Nut Hut members. And a lot of great things happened in the Nut Hut last week. We gave out some fantastic information that I think helped a lot of people. One being with Joel Damon. Joel Damon finished in the top 20. First time he's probably done that in a while. And a lot of people cashed in on that, whether we'll talk about it a little bit more on the DFS show, but a lot of people cashed in on that top 20 bet in the Nut Hut. And that came through our chat on Wednesday night. So listen, that's the kind of stuff you're getting in the Nut Hut. So you really got to get in there. And speaking of the Nut Hut, another thing about the Nut Hut, this is even bigger, Byron. It's like a game show. Another door is opening, and this is an even bigger thing. But we got the Masters contest, all right? You've got to be a paying annual member, if you're not already a member, of the Nut Hut, and we are going to take you to this little place in Augusta, okay? We're just going to give you 2 tickets to this place in Augusta, and you can come along with us, all right? If you can't make it, I don't know what you're going to do with it. You do with those tickets with what, you know, as you please. But we're going to be announcing this winner next week. So next Thursday on the Bump and Run show, that's going to be next Thursday. All right. And we'll announce the winner. But listen, it's a fantastic contest. There's not a lot of people in this world that get to go to Augusta, Byron. So listen, get into the Nut Hut, become an annual member if you're not already a member. And get in this contest.
The Nut Hut's the best, by the way. The characters in the Nut Hut are unrivaled by any, and I think that alone is worth the price of admission, never mind the 2 tickets down to the good old Augusta Golf National Club. But hey, you know, you decide how you want to spend your bucks. If you want to jump in the Nut Hut, do that. If not, so be it.
Yeah, well, listen, and the Masters is coming up. I can't believe how quick it's going to be here. But we got to talk the Valspar this week. All right. So the Valspar Championship is at Innisbrook Resort, the Copperhead course, We got the snake pit this week, Byron. It is, I'll do a little course breakdown. I used to do the course breakdown on the show, by the way, Byron, every single week. And now DB does his own course breakdown. Yes. That's a whole separate thing. But I'll do a little mini one here. So it's a par 71, just over 7,300 yards. This course typically plays as one of the toughest golf courses on tour every year. You know, you've got these sort of this POA overseed on the greens. You've also got the ryegrass overseed on the collars and fairways and the rough. So it looks good. It looks pretty. But the rough is definitely thick. They've gotten, you know, a lot of rain. And a little bit cooler weather down there, so that's definitely provided for a thicker rough, which is what you really saw at Sawgrass last week. They had more rain. They've had that same kind of weather, which softened up the course a little bit, and that's one of the reasons we saw 20 under win the golf tournament. So I don't think you're going to see – like, I would expect this year to be a little closer to, like, when Sam Burns won back-to-back. I think that was, like, 17 under. As opposed to last year when Taylor Moore, I think, was like maybe 10 under. I had a note on that, but I can't remember. 10 under last year. I hit that bet, by the way. Taylor Moore was 50-1, and I hit that bet. That was right after hitting the Chris Kirk bet. So that's when the run really started. The thing started really going for me last year. Ooh, so I feel good about the Vaspar. Yeah.
Yes. Look at that goal.
There it is. Woo. There it is. So, anyway, it's a good course. It's a test for sure, especially if you can't keep it in the fairway off the tee. So those are some things, and we'll get into some more stats here later, thanks to Beth the Number. Any thoughts that you might have though on the course, Byron?
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing usually from like 125 to 175, you see a good clip of golf shots come from that range. Still a decent amount this week, but we're really seeing a shift from that range to 175 to 225. You know, I think those long irons are really going to be critical this week, especially like you mentioned, if you're in the rough and it's thick and it's Bermuda-y and yucky and sticky, those long irons are not going to hold for you. And you can have a nightmare trying to work around this golf course. So got to hit in the fairway, got to be good out the rough. And if you aren't, you know, that short game, got to be fire. So pretty simple situation this week. Also, I would just suggest, you know, models are going to kick out some interesting names. There's also going to be guys that have some really bad stats. Go ahead and if you got a few minutes, research that specific golfer to see why, because they might have just been like Eric Cole, one really bad round where six approach shots kind of on this Florida swing can just completely ruin and nuke your last set of sample size. So make sure that it's not just repeated bad shots, but maybe just one or two water balls that really mess things up. You can kind of ignore those to a degree. Obviously, they're going to make a difference because you got to avoid the water. And if you're not doing that originally, that's going to be a problem. But just a nice way to kind of make sure that you aren't falling in the trap of like getting no context to your data.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a good point to make. All right, let's get into some outright bets. We'll start in up to 30-1. Now, listen, Byron, I don't know if you know that DB and I have this season-long bet thing.
Yes.
And, you know, I tell you what, I'm not going to pray for DB about this thing. So I'm sorry. I mean, I want to win this. And so I'm not praying for him on this one. And so this week was another, or last week was another bad week for him. I'm sorry. He had Ludvig. He had Lud. And I had Morikawa. And obviously we're wanting them, you know, our player to finish the worst because we don't want to earn money. And so DB in this case, Ludvig was, I think, solo eighth. And I would say Morikawa, I can't remember, I think maybe 45th. I could be wrong. But
yeah.
Tony, I don't know if you have the numbers, but I have a feeling that I just gained a little more. There it is. DB has 4.7 million.
That'd be
my 2.2.
That's solid no one and done right there.
Yeah. He'd be doing great. Yeah. One and done. off of his fades.
But sometimes that's just how you gotta roll, man. You know, that's just, you just catch it wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but listen, we got a long way to go. We keep saying that we got a long way to go, but things are going well on that front for me. And the loser has to go to a concert, but it's gotta be like I can't think of what the word is for the concert, but it's like a, you know, just a crazy concert, just something. Well, here, wait.
Lame.
It's a lame concert. Yeah, the lame concert. So right now, DB is heading that way. He might be at Ticketmaster at the window soon. But anyway, so who do we like, though, in this range? You know, we got a lot of players here in this range, you know, all the way up from, you know, you got your favorites up here with Xander Schauffele. He just couldn't win again. DB said it to me. He texted me because I was worried about Wyndham Clark. And he's like, listen, Xander's allergic to winning. And he was right because he did not win. You got Sam Burns in here at 12-1, Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, all the guys, you know, that are up here. You know, I think that for me, the first one I want to go to is Justin Thomas at 14-1. Now, I know that, you know, he missed the cut last week. I think he's one that you do have to have a shorter memory with, because Justin Thomas can be a little bit hit or miss sometimes, but you know, he did have that 12th place finish at the API. He has a fantastic record here, which is, if you look at the course history here, it's very similar also to the players. A lot of people are kind of up and down, other than like a Sam Burns. Yeah. But Justin Thomas has been very consistent. He's played here the last 3 years with a T13 in 2021, a T3 in 22, and then a top 10 last year in 2023. If you do recall, in 2021, they played this tournament, I think it was like late April, early May, but it's traditionally in March. And so I do think, you know, I think JT is a good call down there at 14-1. I think it would be hard not to bet Sam Burns at 12-1. Definitely not betting Xander at all at 8-1. But if I'm looking at, you know, some of my favorites, definitely Sam Burns, definitely Justin Thomas. And then I think I'm going to go, I almost picked Tony Finau. By the way, damn it. See, I told you, Byron, I was going to miss stuff. So in the season long bet, DB's play is going to be Cam Young, whatever. And I mean, shocker.
Okay. I can see it.
I was going to go Finau, who I was about to talk about, because now I think I may bet Finau at 22-1. But I'm going to go Sungjae at 25-1. Sungjae does not look right to me. I know he played a little better the last couple weeks, but I don't like Sungjae, especially at 25-1. I think that's a terrible number. So those are the fades.
Okay, so that's your fade. I agree with you. I think, you know, Sungjae is just back to playing mediocre golf compared to the really crap golf we've been seeing from him since he kind of broke the PGA Tour birdie record. I don't know, like, when last has someone ever done that? Just made the most birdies anyone's ever made in a four-day stretch, and then just completely produce results that are just so poor. You know, I think he's never allowed back in Korea again. But hopefully he can figure it out, man, because it's he's fun to watch when he's doing his stuff, but it's been bad. And yeah, I don't know. So well, I don't mind that. Do you have to pick above 30-1? Is that, or below 30-1? Is that the
magic number?
It has
to be below 30-1. And so, of course, that number can change. But I did look pretty much across the board. I think Sungjae is around 25-1 or shorter. He's like 22-1, I think, on BetMGM. So, anyway, talked about my favorites though in here. JT, I do like Sam Burns at 12-1, and I think I'm gonna go back to Tony Finau this week. It makes me a little nervous, but I'm gonna do it with Finau at around 22-1. So what are you thinking up here up top? 30-1 and less.
Yeah, both of my outrights this week, after having 10 last week, my poor fingers were out typing articles and saying I forgot to give an outright on my podcast because I had 10. So I managed to get through 9 of them, I guess. So this week we only got 2, which is exciting. Sam Burns, 12-1. That number really hasn't changed. I don't know if it'll drift back. I'd imagine he's very popular. Just to kind of come into this week, I know he hasn't played amazing like the last 2 times he's been out there, but he's been playing good golf this year. And now we go to a course that he's won at twice and finished 6th. I mean, the course history is immaculate. And out of the few guys up top there, he's the one that we feel like can close out a tournament. Obviously, put our foot in our mouth there at the Amex, but I feel like if Sam Burns finds himself in the mix, you know, on these greens, he's just electric. And I think if he had finished maybe top 10 in the last 2 starts, we are dealing with a similar 9-1 Sam Burns, maybe. just because of the form that he's kind of entered, we're getting a bit of a discount. So we'll see what cooks there. It sounds like I'm frozen, but I also saw Pat was frozen, and I'm seeing Pat move. So apologies, guys. Whenever I get on the Tour Junkie show, we get a little let it go going on here. So Sam Burns for me. Hopefully that's not frozen, but I'm in.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you're good. Apparently, it's only on my end. This is what happens to me, right? You know, like you're apparently on the stream, everyone is good, except for I can't, you know, hear you. But I did hear a lot about Sam Burns, and I'm glad that we're both on the same page with Sam Burns this week. And it's hard not to. I mean, the guy, you know, the guy's just played well here almost every single year. So I do like Sam Burns up here. Anybody else in this range that you're high on?
Yeah, it's going to be a bit cheating because this morning I grabbed Brian Harman at 35. I think I would still go to him at 22-1. You know, I know that's really short, but the way he's been hitting his irons, just the last two tournaments, he's gained 16 strokes on approach. It's just been very good from Brian Harman. I think we'll see what's going on with him. You know, at 35, I loved that the most. At 22, you know, it's okay. I just think he's had a T5 year as well in 2021, I think. So there's a lot. 2022, he had a T5. So keeps it safe off the fairways. He's going to be in the middle of the fairway most of the time. And the irons right now are just like he's on fuego. He's on fuego with the irons right now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I totally agree. So I can, you know. Listen, I'm always a big fan of a bulldog, so I like that. But I may have to check, Tony. We may have to check this real quick because I've totally lost service.
I can hear you still on my side. It's been tough scenes over here, folks. We apologize for the Wi-Fi.
Yep. All right, Pat's gonna reset there.
Well, it's because he wants to be a Tony Fee now. That's why.
It scared him off that much. All right, Byron. Well, while we wait for Pat to get caught back up here and to log back in, anybody else in that favorite section that you're looking at?
So those are my two guys. That's pretty much it for me. If I were to be going elsewhere, I don't know if I trust anyone in that range to win a golf tournament right now. So I was on Spieth last year. That went down in a puddle of tears, as always, which is a classic Spieth ride. That was the last time I think I jumped on him. So, you know, I don't see a reason why people wouldn't go back to him in that department. But he's just so inconsistent right now. You know, I mean, it's bad.
Yeah, it's hard to put money on him when there's the consistency is so up and down in the roller coaster. I was telling Pat earlier, I had my first real sweat yesterday. And I saw on Twitter you had the same thing with Harman and with Clark. And just the excitement of that is great. But then the pain of, especially with how that ended with that putt there. So halfway down and then not going in.
If you told me you had a US Open winner and the Open Championship winner and then Xander Schauffele as a three horse race, I would have said, okay, give me -200, -300. I'll take that. Those two guys. Little do we know Scottie Scheffler exists and shot, you know, the round of the tournament. So it's just, it's no fair. It's no fair when he's playing. And I went on record saying I'm not nearly as scared of Scottie as other people are. And then it wasn't until the very end, you know, like he hardly ever led that tournament until he needed to, which is the dagger, you know.
Well, let me get some betting strategy from you because I'm relatively new to this world.
Yeah.
And with the way that Scottie is playing right now, with the odds that he's getting, I think I saw earlier, it's, you know, 5-1, was 5-1. coming up, I believe, for the Masters, which is approaching kind of Tiger territory. With a guy like that and the heater that he's on, are you just throwing a couple dollars on him just to do that and cashing it? Or are you still looking for those odds, the value plays?
You see, the thing is, the way I structure my card, I can't even bet him at 5 because it's too far. You know, it's too far down the board. What I've been doing with Scottie is betting him top 10. Like, he's negative odds for top 10, but he's doing it at a rate that's superseding the odds that, you know, the minus 140 are implying. You know, he's doing it like 70% of the time, which isn't minus 140. So people are scared to bet that number all the time. But if you've been betting his top five, his top 10s, and his top 20s, like the top 20 number, it's scary. You got to lay a lot, but it's kind of bizarre, man. He just repeatedly finishes in there. I was almost contemplating just changing my whole betting process to just betting Scottie Scheffler, top five and top 10. You know, like you bet 2/3 of your stake on him for top 10, and then the other for a top five. And if he has a really good week, you cash nicely. If not, he finishes top 10, you still make a bit of your money back. And it's one of the safest bets in golf right now. You know, no one else is doing anything at a 70% clip, never mind finishing inside the top 10. So I think that's definitely the market to attack him in, is the placement market, because he's just on autopilot right now. And if he does putt poorly, you're still not going to miss out on the win, but you're going to probably still get that top five, top 10 finish, which he's just ripping out. It's like, it's subconscious second mind stuff.
So he's been locked in the last 2 weeks with the putter. So as that gets going and he can get on a heater, then it just seems like the top 20s are almost as close to a sure thing as you can get. So
yeah,
I believe we got Pat back here. Yeah, Pat, we held the fork down. Okay. It's the tour junkies without either one of the tour junkies. So I think we did decent as we're trying to hold the fort down, but we're glad you're back here.
Nice. Well, I appreciate that, man. You know, it's always got to be something, you know, it's always got to be something technical difficulties. But anyway, I'm back.
I'm just glad it's you and not me, you know, and you look as beautiful as ever, Pat, now that you've returned in HD.
DB's going to give me so much crap for that, but I don't know. I don't screw the internet, by the way, the world, the internet world is so stupid. It drives me crazy, but let's move on. Let's get into the, mid range. But before we do that, we got to talk about our friends at SoBet. Listen, SoBet is a fantastic place to be. You really need to get in on SoBet right now. Use code TJ trial. Okay. Listen, these guys, they have over 50 vetted handicappers with a track record of success. They give reasoning behind their plays. They're transparent whether or not they hit or not. So if you go in to SoBet, it is a fantastic place to get information, not just on golf from us, okay? DB put some great plays in on SoBet, but also other handicappers in any sport that you could probably possibly imagine. So SoBet TJ trial, okay? Get you a discount there. All right, next range, up to 75-1. This is where is a range for me that I feel like I might hammer. We saw like, when I believe Sam Burns won the first time, he was like 70-1. And then when Taylor Moore, he was obviously much shorter last or 2 years ago when Sam Burns won for the second time. But when Taylor Moore hit last year, he was at 50-1. So I do think this is a range that's worth a little bit of an extra look than maybe up top. So I think there's a few in here that we could talk about. First off, shout out to DB. I'm taking Hostler. I'm going to go with Hostler at 45-1. This is for DB because he's a huge fan of Hostler this year. So I think we're going to go with that with Bo Hostler. And look, you know, he's been one of those players that is, you know, certainly can be a little up and down. But he's obviously super talented. He's been playing, you know, he's had some different results this year. He started off the year pretty well, but has been a little bit rough lately. Well, he did miss the cut the Players, but then had a top 30 at the Cognizant and a top 25 at the Genesis. Up and down results really at this golf tournament. But when you look at the BTN model, he checks several boxes there. Greens and regulation, strokes gained, putting, which I do think you obviously have to do well this week. So Bo Hostler is one at 45-1. Then, you know, I got to go back to Doug Gim. Doug Gim is at 60-1 on DraftKings. He's at 70-1 actually on FanDuel. Doug Gim is just, look, I mean, he's playing extremely well this year. You know, he had a T27 here last year, but you look at his last 3 weeks, T8 at Mexico, top 16 at both the Cognizant and the Players Championship. He checks a ton of boxes. He's actually number one in the BTN model. When you look at strokes gained approach, he's fifth. Greens and regulation, 16th. Hits fairways. You know, he's approached with, you know, between 150 to 225 yards. We looked at that on the BTN model. He's 11th in there. So Doug Gim, I think I'm going to go back to him. He is at, you know, if you can get that 70-1 number on FanDuel, I think that's absolutely fantastic because it's short, much shorter on DK. I believe he's 45-1 on DK. So I do like Doug Gim a lot. And look, he's kind of slimmed down a little bit. They're talking about that today. So he almost looks a little different. But so those are my first two. I've got a couple more, but I'll let you go here in this range before I give out my last two here.
To me, out of all these people in this 40, 35 to 40 range, Nick Taylor really appeals to me. I mean, we've gone from betting him at like 220-1 last week to 35 this week. So the books have really adjusted to him there. Guy was playing well, Pat, until he wasn't. You know, he just out of nowhere decided, you know what? This tournament's not for me. I'm just going to not play any good golf after literally finding himself inside the top six going into Saturday. And then I think just completely, you know, kind of scraped on down his leg there. But hey, you know, we can't always get the guy to win the damn thing. But he appeals to me even at 35, you know, like the thing that he does well is hit his irons and putt. And I think, you know, you've got to be able to do that here and, you know, avoid those bogeys. He's not necessarily the best there, but he does have winning upside to me. So that's the one guy I'd be in the mood for. And then Bezzy at 50.
Absolutely. Love it.
I mean, this guy is just doing some odd, absurd, unreal stuff with the irons. He's just become one of the best iron players on the PGA Tour, like low key, and refuses to hit it over 170 miles per hour off the tee. You know, like, so I think I saw, Pat, one of the guys I follow on there, my fat ass follows like Fit for Golf. And I think he's the Irish guy that works with a bunch of pros and tries to get their swing speed up. Bezzy is now working with him. So he's finally going to catch a bit of speed. So I think, you know, if not now, in the next few weeks, we could see Bezzy, you know, hitting a few more drivers. That's always been his biggest issue, right? Is just hitting like a 3-wood when it's going 260 and everyone's just hitting three, like Wyndham Clark can just hit a 3-iron wherever he wants. So if he can get that driver going a bit further, the way he's hitting his irons right now is scary. And 50-1 seems very fair to me still. You know, I think a bit of a reach there. He hasn't really had much high-end finishes outside of that second, but he's been playing some good golf, like really good golf.
Yeah, absolutely. He was one I kind of wrote down, so I'm glad that you went to him. Anybody else in this range that you're liking up to 75-1?
Up to 75. Do you call him the septic tank?
I can't call him that. I mean, he's a Georgia Bulldog. Why would I do that?
No, so he's not. He's a tank of beautiful, sturdy water that I think old Seb can do for you there at 55, you know, on DraftKings. I think he's one of these guys that if you think about this course, it's like a Florida equivalent of the John Deere in a way, where I think it's just keep it in the fairway, get hot with the irons and make a bunch of putts. You know, I think that's the situation Seb finds himself in, and he's been, showed up a little bit at the Players. I don't know, Pat, are you taking like recent form or course history more this week?
It'll be kind of just like last week. I think I'll be more on the recent form than I will be on the history. Yeah. Cause I think if you look at it, there's a lot of up and down results between missed cuts and, you know, Adam Schenck's a perfect example. Adam Schenck missed the cut in 2019, T18 in 2021, missed the cut in 22, second place last year. So yeah. I think it's, you see a lot of that this week. So that's, you know, I'm not necessarily going to go in with the course history. Matter of fact, you know, I mean, Sepp has played here once, but it was 2019, so it's been a while. His form isn't the best, but that T16 last week at the Players, I think, was pretty good. And I like Sepp, too. I think Sepp is definitely in play as an outright this week.
Yeah. I hate going on to shows now that I've bet my two guys already and have to give out other options. But to me, Sepp would be a guy I'd go to. And then Adam Schenck, for sure. You know, like you said. He also had a bit of a decent week at the Players. And we're seeing with these guys, Pat, if you can catch one week and they just drip over into the second week with Brian Harman and his irons, he's been hitting his irons pretty poorly the last little while. Has one good week and now it's carrying on. If Adam Schenck can continue whatever he got up to last week, I like that a lot. You know, he's got good vibes around you.
Yeah, absolutely. So my last one is Mav McNeely. I'm gonna go back into to Mav McNeely after he was had a great finish last week at the Players Championship. I'm seeing him as long as 75-1, so the very top end of this range. But Mav is a guy like if you're looking at, you know, the form with a T13 in Mexico, that T41 at the Honda, but then that top 10 last week at the Players. Had a T36 in 2023 here at the Valspar. He's, you know, he definitely checks a ton of boxes for us this week. Whether or not you're looking at strokes gained putting, 11th in the field, strokes gained around the green. I do think that's going to make, you know, that's something you do want to look at this week on this golf course. And then strokes gained off the tee. So I think Mav McNeely is certainly in play if you can get him around that, you know, 70-1, 75-1. Number this week. I'm a big Mav fan.
Do you really believe though, Pat, deep down in the bottom of your heart, that Mav McNeely can win a golf tournament?
Yes,
no denying you're playing well right now, but deep down, like deep in your Jake Knapp of naps, do you believe?
Yes. Look me in the eyes. I believe that Mav McNeely can win this golf tournament or win a golf tournament. But I think it can happen.
From behind.
Don't make me doubt myself.
I'm just making sure you got conviction, because to me, Mav sitting inside the top 10 going into a final round just doesn't inspire hope to me. You know, like the T9 is, I think, above performance for him last week. So that's just, I just got to provide a bit of salt and pizzazz here. You know, I feel like agreeing with you the whole show is going to put everyone that wasn't asleep. So we got to make sure we keep the people awake here, Pat. So. Just making sure you got a bit of conviction.
Well, I do. Okay. I do. I have the conviction. All right. We're going to go into the range up to 125-1 here in just a second. Then we'll go to some bombs and then some top 20s. But first, got to thank our friends over at Swanee's. Man, Swanee's is so awesome. They really are. I wore a lot of their stuff out at the Players last week. If you use promo code TJ25, you get 25% off your order. You can use that code as much as you want. You can go back to – it's like being able to go back to the bar and always get a discount as much as, you know, like you're always – it's always happy hour at Swanee's, you know. And they just dropped the new Boom Island Summer Collection, which is absolutely fantastic. It is great stuff. They've got men's, women's stuff. They've got juniors, you know, so they got kids things that they can wear. Ships to USA and Canada, made in the USA. Swanee's.co. Link will be in the description. Byron, we got to get you some Swanee's gear, man.
I need to get me some Swanee's. I think I'd look really good in the Swanee's, and if I can just hit an outright, I'll go over to Swanee's and drop a, you know, decent chunk of the return there. But we're going to have to punt Scotty Scheffler into the sun, I think, at this point. So, but I'll get on it, Pat. I'll get on it.
Yeah. I think you would look good in the Swanee's gear. Really do. It definitely fits you. So, all right.
A button or two. I'm more than willing to go full Keith Mitchell on it and let the people, you know, see what they need to see.
Yeah. There you go. All right. Let's get up to 125-1. I've got a couple up here. Now I'm going to go to Kevin Yu. At 110-1.
Love it.
I think he is certainly in play this week. You know, Kevin Yu is another one that if you just look at some of these guys that have been playing, you know, it's been off and on, but he had that top 10 at the Honda, which I think is very comparable to this golf course as far as difficulty, but he definitely checks a ton of boxes, whether it's off the tee, his approach game is very good for this field, greens in regulation, that approach from 150 to 225 number that I mentioned earlier. I think Kevin, he's actually 13th in the BT and model this week. So I think Kevin Yu is one that we could certainly look at 110-1. And then, you know, I mean, why not go back to Joel? He's 110-1. Maybe we go to the top 20 number there, but it's going to be certainly shorter than what we got last week on Joel. But Joel is a player that, you know, kind of runs hot, and you want to be on Joel when he's playing well. And I think that things have kind of turned the corner a little bit for him. We saw that last week. He looked like he was having fun playing golf. I mean, I don't feel like we've necessarily seen that in a while from Joel, but it was a really special thing to watch him just play so well over the weekend. Look like he's having fun again. Look like things have turned the corner. So I'm really happy for Joel, but also I think he could, you know, this is certainly a golf tournament that he can win. So, and he checks boxes too, kind of across the board, really. I mean, he is, you know, he's good around the greens. He's been good on approach lately. His off the tee game is good, you know, hits fairways, you know, hits greens. So I think
consecutive cuts at this course.
Yeah. So I think Joel is another one up here at 110-1 that I like. I actually had Schenk written down also. I know you talked about him earlier because I have seen him as long as 90-1. So I had him up in this range. So if you can get that 90-1 number on Schenk, you got to slam that because you've already mentioned him in the other range.
Yeah, I think that's exactly it. It's just the fact that he's going back to the happy place. And Schenk has had some high-end finishes over the last little while. You know, he's due. I mean, if he shows up out of nowhere, the form hasn't been amazing, but, you know, maybe a bit of a spurt from the players gets him going. I think he likes this part of the area. Also, the Joel Full Swing episode, Pat, had me like angry at him. You know, like, just get this off my goddamn TV. Like, I can't believe you're in this situation. The fact he kept calling himself famous and not because of golf just grounded me, you know, and like, I'm glad he's finally found the avenue that suits him best again. And I think, you know, golf first, in my opinion. So that's what kind of keeps the bills paid off and Joel happiest. And Gino, I guess, you know, we all want Gino to be happy. We want Gino moping around there.
yeah.
All right. So in this range, I will give you a man by the name of Andrew Novak. 90-1.
Okay. Going back after he kind of missed, you know, kind of screwed us a lot last week.
So. He did. But that was like the first big time tournament he's actually played in, right? If you take a look at everything he was doing before that, Mexico, Cognizant, all those kind of courses weren't necessarily the, you know, the bee's knees of player personnel in there. Now we get him again in another watered down field. You know, we've got a few big names at the top, but I like his chances on this kind of a golf course. And we've seen that number drift back to a very palatable range. I think I fancy him quite a lot for a potential like top 10, you know, plus 800, but we can get into that at a little bit. But smaller field, or at least weaker, you know, I think Novak can show us that form. Anyone can miss the cut at the Players, you know, so be it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so anybody else in this range, or you want to get into the long shots?
I'll just mention Sam Ryder as we leave this range. Just been showing like bits and pieces of form, you know. But it's been at courses that he's played well at. He's played well at the COG. Apparently, these Florida courses are like home events for him. So wherever this one is, hopefully his house is even closer to it than it was the Players and the COG. So, I mean, we've been repping our top 20s at this freaking Florida swing like back-to-back times outside of the top 21 when we had him at water ball on the final hole there. But Sam Ryder.
Yeah. I have a soft spot in my heart for Sam Ryder. So I can definitely get behind that one. All right, let's go through some bombs real quick and then we'll button this thing up with some top 20s and then we'll get out of here for the betting show and then we'll move on and do the DFS show. But so here's my bombs. I'm going to go to Matt Naismith. At 150-1, you know, a guy who has played well here in the past. I will go with a little course history angle on Naismith, but he did have a good week last week at the Players Championship with the T26. Not going to check a whole lot of boxes for you when you look at the stats, but look, I mean, Naismith here has been good. Top 20 T21 back in 2021. Yeah. He was T3rd in 2022. Did not play last year. Not sure why he didn't play last year because he's always, I don't know, maybe he had an injury or something, but he did not play here last year. But Naismith, I do like a lot at 150-1. I got to go with my guy, Bud Cauley. Bud Cauley is at 175-1. We saw him, got up there on the leaderboard at the Cognizant, ended up finishing T21, which really ticked me off because I had him as a top 20 play, and he finished T21. But I do think Bud is another one that he shows up well in the BTN model. We don't have a ton of recent, you know, play to go off of with the stats, but if you do look at kind of the shorter term stats, they look pretty good. So I do like Bud Colley. And then Jimmy Stanger.
Ooh.
I don't know why I've never talked about Jimmy Stanger at all. His name has not come out of my mouth. I'm pretty sure Tony can fact check me, but he's actually playing really well. T38 at Mexico, T35 at the Cognizant, T35 last week at the Players Championship. He's another one that's going to check some boxes off the tee, you know, his putting. He's kind of like Jake Knapp light a little bit. Like, yeah. I think he's like, I'm not going to say he's the next version of Jake Knapp, because look, I got a Jake Knapp poster right here. Okay. You can't be the next Jake Knapp, but Jimmy Stanger might be Jake Knapp light. Okay. And he kind of looks like him. He's a little shorter than him and he's a little stockier. But I do think Stanger at 150-1, you know, it could happen. It could happen. So those are my long shot plays.
I love it.
Yeah, Stanger bomb.
Stanger
bomb. Sounds like a. You know, like,
that's actually
like I'm gonna hard. Like if you're playing golf, you're playing golf and you're gonna be like, man, I'm gonna hit the Stanger.
You know? Is that what you hit after a few Jaegers? I'm gonna hit a Stanger bomb.
Yeah, after a few Jaegers, you hit the Stanger.
The Stanger. Okay. All right, going with that mold, we're gonna roll with Ben Silverman, the Silver Fox. I feel like
I loved him last week too.
Yes,
damn it,
missed the cut at the Players, womp womp. You know, but leading into that week, T13, T16, I think he'd made tons of cuts prior to that. I think he'd also just come back from Puerto Rico. You know, not necessarily. He's on that grind right now. He's on that alternate field list kind of grind, and I think he's due for a good finish throughout the tournament here at some point. 150-1 seems very fair. We might visit him again for a long shot top 20. We'll see. And then Seamus Power. I mean, if we're talking about someone that can win a golf tournament, we know they've done it once or twice on the PGA Tour. These shorter positional courses where, you know, I don't think Seamus kind of thrives on these longer courses. This is the time. And we're starting to see a little bit of form from him. Nothing crazy, but he's starting to make cuts, right? And that for Seamus is, it's a good improvement. And at any given moment, you can just see that click. And we've got a top-end player, you know, who's 130, 150-1 out there. So I don't mind him at all. I think he's a sneaky little option.
Yeah, I like it. All right, anybody else up there? Or do you want to move into the top 20s here?
Jeez. I think we can go into the top 20s. I want to throw... like the names like Webb Simpson out there and things like that. But I think it's
no, that's when you start. No, that's when we start to move on to the top 20s.
That's, I think that's why I think it's a good move to move to 20s.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do that. It's kind of like, you know, sometimes when you're at the bar too long and you just need to like get out of there, it's time to leave.
Maybe that's what you can call that. Time to do the Jimmy Stanger.
We need to leave and head to the top 20s. All right. So two locks, one bomb at 4-1 or longer. I'll start.
Okay.
And I'm going to start with Nick Taylor at plus 175 as a top 20. I love Nick Taylor last week. He got up there on the leaderboard. I think he's just playing incredibly well. He just feels like if I can think of a lock in this field at plus money for a top 20, I love that for Nick Taylor. Another guy, and this is kind of a stat play. I think he's I'll have to go look at his history here, but you know he's been playing decent. But I would look at Aaron Rye at plus 230. I think Aaron Rye, I just don't know if he can win this golf tournament. So I did not mention him as an outright winner. But he definitely is a guy that's going to, you know, check a lot of boxes for you. He's fourth actually in the BTN model. He had a top 20 in Mexico, finished T35 last week. I know DB was on Aaron Rye last week also. Has not played this golf tournament. I'm okay with that. I don't mind it. So Aaron Rye as a plus 230 lock. I like that. So, all right, your top two locks, all right, and then we'll get to the bombs in the top 20.
And it has to be plus money, right?
It doesn't have to be, but we tend to make it that way unless it's like a we've had very few, you know, not plus money bets.
All right. So if I were to not play Sam Burns for a top 20 at minus 140, these would be my two.
Okay. I like how you did that. I like how you did that.
I'm going to go with Doug Gim, the Gim Reaper. We go back to the Gim well and hope for another top 20. Last three starts, all top 20s. Top 27 here the last time he played. The ball striking numbers for Doug Gim are Doug Dynamite, and it's awesome to see. He's a fun bet to make, especially in this top 20 market, because he's got this fascinating profile, Pat, where the top fives and top tens are just not available for Doug Gim, but he just peppers that top 20 range. So you're going to be flirting with that top 15 the whole way with this Doug Gim bet, I promise you now, just like we saw last week. So let's go back to Doug Gim. Love your Nick Taylor bet. You know what? I'm going to go Eric Cole, plus 190. The guy's been a factory of success the last little while till we get to the players and the Cognizant. The cogs didn't quite turn, neither did they at the players. But I think outside of those two golf courses, we can expect Eric Cole to kind of return back to that. At one point, Pat, it felt like he just lived inside the top 20. The guy didn't even, like the Sanjay M Hotel, like it's just the top 20 for Eric Cole. So hopefully he can open up that wonderful bed and breakfast for us again.
Yes, I like it. I do like the Cole one. I actually had a note to kind of talk about him. Maybe we'll get into him on the DFS show. All right, for your bomb, this has to be 4-1 or longer, so plus 400 or longer. I'm going to go back to the guy that I just talked about as a bomb long shot outright winner, Matt Naismith at plus 400. I will go with him as my bomb long shot.
I love that. I love it almost as much as I like Ben Silverman at plus 400 as well for a top 20.
Okay. I'm a big fan of that. All right. Well, listen, that is the betting show for the Valspar. By the way, Byron, tell the folks where they can find all your stuff. We didn't really get into that at the top of the show because we're kind of focusing on DB a little bit. So tell the folks where they can find all your stuff, and then we'll get out of here.
Yeah, first and foremost, I'm in the Nut Hut sharing some stuff there, doing some showdown things, especially on Saturday nights. And then all my written work is for rotoballer.com. Go check me out at rotoballer.com. If you're interested for premium stuff, use code MANIAC over there. And Twitter, at the Model Maniac. That's pretty much the two spots I can find me. And then Back9Bets is also my YouTube channel. That's on YouTube, Spotify, and iTunes. So lots of fun places to get my bearded face and look forward to catching you on that side of things.
Nice. Well, we appreciate it, Byron. So that's the Valspar. Bend over your bookie and, you know, let's have a good week. All right. Prayers for DB. He says, see ya. I say, out. Byron, what do you say?
Woo woo.
All right. That's the best.